Hello, everybody. This is Chanel Patrice Hancock of Chanel's Language Learning Journey Podcast. It's October 5th, 2018, here in Akron, Ohio. And today I wanted to discuss making mistakes when speaking a language. Now, I know this topic has been covered on a lot of different people's podcasts, from Abby Gonzalez TV and Ollie Richards, I Will Teach You a Language.com, and The Fluent Show, and Lindsay Does Languages. The list goes on and on and on. However, I wanted to put my two cents in about making mistakes when learning languages, because I look at it like this. It's healthy to make mistakes when learning languages, because you never know what could come of your level of growth within that particular language, whether it's Japanese, Chinese, Korean, Vietnamese, Thai, Russian, Hebrew, French, German, Russian, English. You will make mistakes. That is normal. People do it all the time. And what people fail to understand is that you're a human being. You're going to make mistakes. And so as a result of that, I will say that people don't need to feel panicked because they're not saying como está correctly. What you can do in order to have your friends understand you better when you're speaking in Spanish is to practice the phrases before you go and speak with them. Say hola, say como está, say muy bien, gracias, say y tú. You know, because the more you practice those phrases and they come inside of your head quickly, the better your speaking is going to be. Now, I'm going to use this as an example. For me personally, when I was learning Russian, I decided that I wanted to learn Russian. And the two words that I couldn't pronounce was devochka, which means little girl and young lady. And this is, you know, you're a devochka by the time you're like 40. You know, it's someone that's single, that's not married. You can also use this term with a waitress at a restaurant in order to get her attention, to help you, you know, order your food, so forth and so on. And then uchit, which means to learn or to study. And I was getting that confused with Spanish, because my Spanish was at an interesting level at the time, and I was getting my Spanish and my Russian mixed up. But the more I practiced my Russian, and I would speak every day to myself, the better I got. So now I can say, Privyet, Maya Padruga, Kaktila, Savonia Vetra, Tam Masvi, Javam Horoshite Rehanir, Maya Padruga, Paka Paka. Now, Это очень приятно знакомиться, моя подруга. Давай говорим очень скоро, сегодня рейхенер, моя подруга. По встрече. Завтрака. Моя подруга. Well, fine. I said, let's meet tomorrow, my friend. Okay. Well, I also said, nice to meet you. Goodbye. I wish you a good weekend, my friend. You know, hello, my friend. How are you? Well, fine. But I wasn't able to say that 43 months ago. I could barely say da and yet, spicy ba, and paka paka and privyet. And I got paka paka, which means bye bye. And privyet means hi, informally. And da means yes, and nyet means no, and spicy ba. Belshaya means thank you very much in Russian. But I only knew those five words. I didn't know any of the rest of it. And if I wouldn't have practiced for as long as I did, and I wouldn't have made mistakes with the grammar, I wouldn't have improved. So my point is, if I can do it, and I'm visually impaired, and I learn by ear, and I do a lot of chunking, and I do a lot of listening and repeating, and a lot of Dr. Krashen's method of comprehensible input, then anyone can do it. Yes, is it true that when we go to apply for a job in a bilingual position and we're not a native speaker, we get passed up because of that and they choose a native speaker of that language, that their English is not always 100% perfect? There's a lot of mistakes and grammatical errors, but they still are able to be understood. Yes, it does become frustrating. I do admit that because I have dealt with that myself, where I have applied for jobs and I've gotten turned down because I had a visual disability, but yet they hired somebody else that had a totally different disability than me. And they spoke certain languages and I had certification, they didn't have certification, but because there was something that they liked from that person that they didn't like from me, I didn't get hired. I wished the person well, and I kept going. And yes, it does, you do get discriminated against a lot. And it's sad. You know, you get judged because you're American or you're from England, and you might have studied the language just as well as a native person. And you might be able to do the job just as well, if not better than a native person when they're speaking English. And you're still getting bombarded with, no, you're not qualified. No, you don't look like a Russian or someone from Mexico or somebody from the Middle East. No, I'm black, visually impaired, and I'm African American. And I'm born in this country, but that doesn't mean I can't speak El Español. Yo puedo hablar el Español idiomas muy bueno. Los compadres en Latina y Americana comunidad, especialmente porque me gusta hablando el Español idiomas conmigo, los compadres. Muy mucho, porque está muy importante para mí hablarlo con muy confidencia. A la veces, los compadres en la lengua comunidad y la Facebook comunidad, porque yo puedo hablarlo muy bien. No problema. No importante que no puedo saber mucho vocabulario en el español, pero yo puedo trabajar en esta muy importante trabajar. So, because I can do that, I should be able to get a job. But that doesn't always pan out. In a set, So, you tailor your skills to whatever that job is. You're not going to know computer skills for a nursing job. You're going to have medical terminology in Spanish or French or Russian or Chinese. If you want to know that, you can know that on your own time. But if you're doing it for a job, this is the skill set that you need. Sure. If you're qualified to do it, you should be able to work successfully for that company or that hospital or that bank or that cell phone company. But they will always hire somebody that has a native accent and they speak the language at a native level as opposed to someone that studied it just as well as a native did. And it's unfortunate. But there are places where you will get hired. And they make mistakes. Just like we do with we might make it with their language and we get criticized by the native speaker because of this, but we don't criticize them for their mistakes when they're making mistakes when speaking English. And it's so sad. It really is so sad. And unfortunately, I always have to tell my friends that I speak with on WhatsApp or Facebook Instant Messenger, it's okay to make mistakes. Because if you don't, you're never going to learn. And this is just the truth. You're going to be damned if you do, damned if you don't. But if you don't make any mistakes, you're never going to improve with your languages. If it's what you want, you'll work hard for it and you'll get that job. Regardless if there's a native speaker around or not. I always tell my friends that are disabled in the blindness community all the time, guess what? You got 100 people behind you, 100 people to the right, 100 people to the left, and 100 people in front of you. And you have to be the one to stick out like a sore thumb to get that job. And that's with language learning. You want to be able to speak very well, fluently. You got to speak all the time, an hour, 2 hours a day. Is you're singing with the music, you're mimicking the TV show, you're looking up the lyrics and you're learning the words to the songs that you like, you're reading books and highlighting words and looking them up afterwards. The more you do these things, the better you improve. The more mistakes you learn, you make, the more you learn. And that's the truth. I make mistakes all the time. Like right now, I'm learning svenska. Ja förstår lite svenska. Ja. But guess what? That's good. This is after 2 days. And I enjoy it. Now, will I be able to speak with more confidence in 6 months? Of course I will. And it's going to be with a lot of mistakes. But it's going to be worth it. The more you put into speaking, the more fluent you're going to be down the road. So I encourage you to make as many mistakes as you can. Because you can work on those mistakes. And you can improve upon those mistakes. And you can keep growing as a language learner. Remember, it's a race, not to make mistakes. But it's a journey first, not a race. I hope to see you guys in the next episode of Chanel's Language Learning Journey podcast. And remember to subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, Breaker, Audiocast, Podcast, Google, Play Store. Leave me a rating. Go to anchor.fm/Chanel Patrice Hancock, CHENELLEPATRICEHANCOCK. And leave me a comment. Leave me a question. I'll be willing to put it into an episode. I hope to see you guys in the next episode and have a fantastic weekend. Arrivederci a tutti. Hasta luego, muchachas y muchachos, en el mundo y aquí en los Estados Unidos. Hey, do. Je te remercie beaucoup, mes amis, en la lengua parigla communauté. J'espère que tu es magnificente. Weekend, mes amis. Do svidaniya sim. I ja vam horoshite rehadnir sim. Bye!
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.